Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening in. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here in Houston. I don't know how it is over there where you're at. I know Colorado's getting some cold weather up there, and West Coast, East Coast. What can I say? The day we have today is beautiful. Welcome, and you need to call in, or I would like for you to call in at area code 347-857-2178 and ask the questions. Today's topic, Zika virus. What do you know about it? Little education here. I'm not trying to offend anyone, but when I read this to you, just kind of help it gives you an idea about a virus that is discovered or been around. The virus. The origins of the virus are very unclear. Some may have been evolved from pieces of DNA that can move between cells and others with bacteria. You know, viruses consist of three things. Is the gene, DNA, RNA. Okay, gene is the origin correction of the DNA that encodes a functional RNA or protein product and is the mole unit of hereditary. The DNA is a molecule that carries most of the genetic instructions used in growth, development, and function in the reproduction of all living organisms and many viruses. Now, RNA, it's a molecule implicated in various biological roles, encoding and decoding regulations and expression of genes. That's just kind of give you an idea of what a virus consists. You see on the news about all these viruses that all of a sudden have come out. You know, there are some that are dangerous and there are some that are just annoying. You know, we have to ask ourselves. And I've done shows before about viruses that have been exposing, you know, the civilian population. Now, the Zika virus, I know everybody's saying, well, get to the Zika virus. Okay. Now, the Zika virus itself, the history of it, the name came from Africa, Uganda. It's a forest, rainforest in Africa, not rainforest, but a forest in Africa named Zika in Uganda, Africa. So that was pretty neat. I thought that was pretty cool they did that. But that one location that I'm talking about, the facility that's there, their main function is researching viruses or developing viruses. You know, it's kind of crazy. Why do they want to develop all these viruses? You know, they say they want to protect man. Okay. But during my research, CNN did a show about it, you know, and it pointed out that the Zika virus was first discovered in 1947. And where was 2016? And we're just now hearing about it, and it's been out there, but it hasn't been publicized. It's kind of scary. And on the CNN report, they stated that from 2007, the strands of the Zika virus have mutated from the original virus, increased its potency. Wow, that's pretty potent. We're doing all that damage. But you know, but one thing I'm just still trying to find out, what was the damage that was done back then? That the reason why it was not reported. What that I'm still trying to research and trying to get information on that. Because today, as you know, we that the defects of unborn child is very heartbreaking. But I don't know. It's sad. You know, if you folks have any questions or want to give any input on it, you know, area code 347-857-2178, then we'll talk about it. Okay? Because your input is very important, folks. Come on, this is not all mine. And you got to tell me your concerns so everybody can hear it. And we're here to share the information to help each other. You know, if you have questions about anything, you can go to the CDC website, cdc.com, correction, .gov, and punch in Zika. You know, look for the Zika stuff. It tells you how to prevent it and how to what signs to look for. You know, the signs for the Zika, you have a rash, you know, the rash, you have the joints hurt, you have a fever, your eyes, the bloodshot red, and, you know, you just got to be careful. Anyways, let's go ahead and take a quick little break here and let's see what's going on. Let's start to get something real quick. Anyways, not to get back to Zika. You know, there's a lot of viruses that have been developed. There's over 500 viruses that this one test lab in Uganda had discovered. You know, that's kind of spooky. You know, and for the Zika to have got more potent since 2007. That's very scary. But the government has always been testing different types of chemical and biological warfare. I'm not saying it's the U.S. government, but all governments. I don't care where you're from. If you're from the Soviet Union, Korea, China, doesn't matter. It all countries find ways to get the upper hand and on the combat field, you know. And but you know, the civilians are the ones that are paying the price, you know, at the end, because they get they're the guinea pigs that they use it on them to test how they do it, how the correction not do it, but how they react to the chemicals. I can tell you one thing. The Zika virus is very, very dangerous. And I suggest that you homeowners make sure you keep your grass cut short, your vegetation trimmed well, because you don't want to make it a feeding ground for none of these mosquitoes that might be carrying the Zika virus. And just for you folks to know, the Zika virus, everybody. If this is, and I talked to CDC about this, once you're bitten, doesn't matter what age group you're at, whether you're a toddler or an adult, once you're bitten, it stays in your system. And for you females, now this is from CDC that I spoke to, this is what they told me. The woman or the female, once it's in your system and you're not pregnant, but you still have the virus in you, it will still deform your child. And what if you're pregnant and you're bitten, it will deform your child to the extent they're not saying how bad it will be. So that's from CDC, not from me, but what they told me. That's what come on the phone. Matter of fact, what was that guy's name? His name was Nick from CDC. He asked information he gave me. So ladies and gents and gentlemen, if you get infected, you can sexually transmit it over to your partner. If your partner is a male, you would transmit it to him, to the female. So while they're not saying about is it female or female, I doubt it, but I mean, who knows? But you guys need to be careful. It's very dangerous. There's no cure for it. No cure. And how many times have we heard that before on the virus? AIDS, they said AIDS didn't have a cure, and now I think they found a cure. But how many years did it take, and how many people died before the cure was found? There's always a cure. But again, money talks. How much money they're going to give the government or these pharmaceutical guys who are developing the antidote? More, how much are you going to pay? Like that gentleman that you know, he's trying to overbook everybody, overcharge everybody on the medicine. You know, that's piracy. You know, greed, you know, stealing our lives, our loved ones' lives, just so they can make a profit. But anyways, that's my opinion. You got any questions, you know, feel free to call in. You know, yeah, it's set. It's area code 347-857-2178. Zika virus, what do you know about it? Do you know anybody that's passed the word? You know, don't let it be a hush-hush thing. You know, because it's everybody's duty. I feel that we all have to look out for each other. If we don't look out for each other, then who is? Okay? Anyways, need to do a little quick break here. I'm going to get something going on. Sorry about that. I had a glitch on the controls here. Anyway, about the Zika virus. When I first found out about it, it was very, very surprising that a virus like this is out there, you know, and causing this much damage, and to the child, you know, to the child itself, it's real heartbreaking. So I really, really hope everybody takes care of themselves. They take care of your loved ones. Ladies, you really need to take care of yourself. Don't take nothing for granted, because you have to take yourself, take care of yourself, because it's your body, and this is who, if you're able to produce children, just be careful about it. Take care of your children also, if you have children. Man, you know, get yourself, get your blood work, get blood work done on you guys. I don't care who it is, man or woman, but see if you have that virus. If you feel you're having a cold symptom, you know, request that you get blood work, you know, because it's your life. It's your child's life, you know. Take care of each other. And CDC.gov, a lot more information about it. So if you got questions or you want to find ways to pass the word along to everybody else, you know, read up on what they have. Because I can do a show about this for an hour, but I only have a 30-minute show. But so that's why I'm kind of cutting everything short, because there's a lot of info that has to be passed. But if I give you the key information, the more serious ones that I feel that you folks need to know to help you protect yourself and your loved ones, that's what the show is about. If you have any questions, you can inbox me later on my inbox and give me your questions, and I'll respond to them within like 24 hours. Now, give me the prayers that you're going to need, you know, that you will give to everybody else, and we'll pass it on to everybody that's been affected with the Zika virus. Okay. Anyways, it's like I said, yeah, kind of throw this out there again. This is my other show. Is that now, when I was in the military, we were deployed in Panama in 1981. We were placed in an area that was utilized for the chemical biological testing site, you know, in the jungle. And we were exposed to a virus. So when I hear about a virus, you know, I just pretty much, I know firsthand that the government tests try to find ways to develop various types of lethal and non-lethal viruses. The ones we were exposed to was non-lethal, but it still has. They're still doing research as far as the long-term effects, kidney, liver, internal damage, and same thing with the Zika virus. They don't know what the long-term effects are for the interior of your intestines, your liver, your kidneys, prostate, your whoever, you know, whatever, cardio. They're still testing it, trying to find out what other damage it can cause. So, anyways, that is something that I just want to pass on with you, because I don't want you guys to think that it just came out of the blue. Nothing just comes. The viruses don't just come out of the blue. They're, you know, like I said earlier, they don't know where it's come from a plant or from another gene that's infected. And the one thing that they always say is, if you hear the report, they say a monkey who, you know, had the virus of this or that. Well, monkeys, you know, they just don't go out there and get, you know, themselves bitten. They're exposed to it because they were in test lab. And for those monkeys to have to be exposed, and then they bite a human, you know, they say, well, how did the human get it? Well, the monkey was had the virus. And they say, oh, the monkey is sick. All those random monkeys, you got to be careful because they're sick. I just want you guys to understand that monkeys were tested. You know, there was a test monkey. They tested on them. That didn't sound right. But they didn't test to find a solution on how to cure this these monkeys. They were testing to see what the results were to be exposed to this virus. You know, how the body system is going to react, so forth. Since the monkey is almost a human, there's a certain monkey that they have. They test on. Let's see, I'm trying to see if I can find it. He's almost human, human-like, and it's if I can get all that stuff. It's Rhesus monkey, Rhesus. That monkey there is almost human-like. That's why they use them as a test subject. Because they say this particular monkey has all the traits of what a human has. And that's kind of spooky. You know, they're using monkeys, and how long would it be before? I'm pretty sure they're using humans, too, but I think those are volunteers. I don't know if I would want to volunteer for that. But anyways, do you guys have any questions or requests on any upcoming topics you want me to research or talk about, you know, you inbox me, and I'll get to you on that. Or if you can, you know, I'm on look me up on Facebook and inbox me there. All right. Excuse me. It was Al Garcia, Block Talk Radio. I want to thank you folks for listening in. I want to give a big shout-out to all my military people. I don't care what branch you served. I want to thank you guys. I appreciate you and you ladies. Appreciate you guys for your service and your sacrifices that you've done by being away from your loved ones. Also, my veterans. Love you guys and ladies. Thank you for putting in other veterans, or if you're not helping the veterans, at least being there, you know, in for your service. And to all the fire department people, firefighters, the police, the ambulance people, thank you. Without you guys, you know, our safety would be in jeopardy, you know, a lot more. Again, folks, and also my family, I want to thank my family. Love you guys, and also to my love, love you. Folks, take it easy. Go to cdc.gov. Look up the what they have about the Zika virus, how to prevent maintenance of your areas of residency, how to protect yourself, wearing long sleeves, what kind of mosquito repellent to help you deal with combating this deadly disease. Yes, transport. Carried by mosquito right now, but you never know. You never know. And also, once a mosquito infects the man or the woman, remember that it's a long-term effect. There's no cure for it. So be vigilant and taking care of each other and yourselves. And a special shout-out to my nephew, JJ Vega. Thank you, mijo. Thank you, son, for serving our country. He's retired. And he was in the Army, 20-something years, old man. I just want to say congratulations. Wish you the best of luck and prayers to you. Anyway, thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys listening in. And don't be a stranger. Blog Talk Radio, Al Garcia. Take care, folks. And God bless America. Gang. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. Take care. Love you guys. Bye.